This is Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Just before the break, we talked about many of the barriers to employment in the African-American community, especially among people with limited education. Another challenge to economic self-sufficiency, even for people with a stronger educational background, is access to capital to create new or expand existing businesses. Legacy Bank exists specifically to address some of those issues. It was chartered by the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions 10 years ago next month to focus on economic development and community impact with an emphasis on the underserved. Legacy Bank is the only bank in the state of Wisconsin to have received the United States Treasury Department's Community Development Financial Institution designation, and its parent company, Legacy Bank Corp, is the only bank holding company in the nation organized by African American women. Margaret Henningsen is the founder and executive vice president of Legacy Bank, and creating opportunities for entrepreneurship and homeownership in the African American community has been of primary importance to her. She joins me in the studio now. Margaret Henningsen, thank you so much for coming back to Lake Effect. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. My pleasure.
In order for there to be employment, there have to be businesses, and there have to be businesses so that people may be employed, and businesses need capital.
That's correct.
How difficult has that capital been for minority-owned businesses in Milwaukee to obtain? And is it still as difficult as it was?
It's been difficult for many years. As a matter of fact, one of the things that prompted me to start Legacy Bank and bring capital into the Central City was the fact that minority-owned businesses were unable to get capital to start their businesses. It had been a little bit easier, and I like to say that part of that is due to Legacy Bank, but also I think that the major financial institutions began to realize that it is not as risky as it was perceived to be to lend to minority businesses. With the recent economic downturn, it has become almost impossible. We are hearing stories from people every single day that they are unable to find financing to either expand, maintain, sustain, or start a business.
What are some of those perceived risks, and are some of the ones that were used, say, in the 60s and 70s as excuses not to give money to minorities being trotted out again?
I think that they went underground for a while, but they never really went away. Some of the perceptions, of course, have to do with the location of minority-owned businesses. It's a perception out there that if a business is located in a minority community, it may not be as successful as a business located in a majority community, which, of course, the success of the business really depends on the product and how the business is structured and customer service. People can make money anywhere, as evidenced by the fact that places like Walgreens, for example, find that their Central City stores or their stores in minority communities are often their most profitable stores because there's a high volume of traffic.
When Legacy Bank lends money to its customers, are you taking on a different kind of risk than other banks might be, or is, again, that a perception issue?
I would say that the risk that is inherent in small business lending is many minorities are first-generation business owners. So they don't have the wisdom or knowledge of someone in their family who's operated a business and can say to them, here are some of the pitfalls you should avoid, or here's how to really get that business going, which is why we have a very strong educational component at our bank that is designed to make sure that people understand exactly what it takes to start and operate a business. Other than that, I don't think there's that much more risk in what we're doing. And I think the fact that we've grown as rapidly as we have grown, which has gotten the attention of the majority financial institutions, speaks volumes for the fact that we're doing fairly well and we're lending primarily to minorities and women.
Given the meltdown over the last year of...
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, of the entire global financial system, many people of whatever color are not trusting banks. Do minorities trust banks even less, even in good times, or is this something that is specific to our time right now?
The answer is sort of both of those. The mistrust, I believe, comes from the fact that oftentimes minorities are treated differently by majority financial institutions. They're not the high-end, high-level customers with a lot of money. Oftentimes, there may be the one or two checks a month have a lower balance in their checking accounts. And financial institutions are generally looking for the customer that has a little bit more money to put in their account, so maybe they get treated differently. I do think that during this economic downturn, that where we've seen the movement and the distrust has been people who were of higher financial means, who have seen some of their earnings just go down the drain, and they're very frustrated. And we're seeing people move towards community banks like Legacy that they feel are a lot more safer. There's a better level of customer service. They're able to come in and really talk about what's happening with their money. And in the minority community, there's been a lot of education over the last few years through both the majority and minority banks about saving money, about going from being unbanked to banked. So I think that those groups were a little bit more prepared for what has happened in the economic world right now. They didn't have as much to lose. So this is one time when that was a good thing to have happen to them, that they did not have their money in some of these more risky or shaky investments. Probably where minority communities got hurt the most is with the mortgage lending, the subprime and predatory lending that went on in our communities.
Is there a race relations component to this issue? You know, how do we convince the greater community to invest in what would be perceived as a niche market?
First, we probably should stop looking at it as a niche market, because a lot of people do. Secondly, it's very critical for people who live outside minority, predominantly minority communities, to recognize the fact that when things are wrong in the heart of the city and the heart doesn't work, that the rest of the city is not going to work as well as it could. Because when there are issues in minority communities, it has a tendency to drain the resources that could make the entire city a better place. So the more people are willing to look at minority communities and think about what they can do to improve those communities, the better their own communities will be, because they'll feel the results of it. When you have high unemployment, you don't have people spending money. You don't have people buying homes, which contributes to the tax base. You don't have people putting their deposits in banks, which is then money that banks can lend, which increases the economic development in a community. It is really is a circle, and it goes around. And so people who are unwilling to view minority communities as someplace where they want to do business are actually being detrimental to the entire city.
How do we convince them that it's important for them to invest?
I think that if they look at the businesses, I'll start with Legacy Bank, how successful we've been, how we've grown to over $200 million in assets in less than 10 years. That has been in a community that people turn their backs on and said nothing is happening there. And while we have a philosophy, no margin, no mission, we're careful to make sure we make the margin so we can do the mission. A lot of our margin customers are the very same customers that the major financial institutions felt would not be a good risk. Even the predatory and subprime lending that happened in our communities was not the result of minorities doing things. It was the result of majority institutions taking advantage of people who weren't knowledgeable about what they should be doing. And also, if you look at the different types of businesses that are located in minority communities, those businesses are fairly successful, or they wouldn't be there.
We just have to get people who don't live in those neighborhoods to actually go there and see that.
Yes. And a lot of people who come to Legacy Bank, we're located at the intersection of Fond du Lac and North, and my desk is near the front door, and I watch the reaction of people who come there for the first time. They're startled. They're not expecting this beautiful bank to be there and the community around it to be growing and thriving. They're seeing beautiful homes being built and businesses springing up everywhere. Most people that come into that community are pretty surprised at what they see. But many of them are familiar with that community because at one time it was a thriving commercial area. The Sears building is still across the street from us, one of only three, I've been told, that are still standing in the whole United States. But many people remember that neighborhood from when they were younger and shopped there, and they're coming back into that neighborhood and seeing that it's thriving. And the people who are located in that neighborhood, yes, talk about the fact that you can make a living and that businesses can thrive. It's not easy. It does, in fact, take additional work, hand-holding, managing those businesses, but people who are doing that find that they have a pretty high level of success.
Define success for you. You know, does the continuing need for a bank like Legacy mean that we're still very far away from an ideal post-race world?
Oh, I think we're going to be far away for a while. And I think everyone would agree with that. Milwaukee has its own set of issues, of many of which were in place when we decided to begin Legacy Bank. We had the highest unemployment rate in the United States. We were the most segregated city in the United States. We had the highest teen pregnancy rate in the United States. And we had a very high dropout rate in our school system. And we're not number one in any of those anymore, thank goodness. And we're not number two in some of them. So I believe that collectively, people in Milwaukee took a look at what needed to be done. And there are many, many people of both races who have made an effort to make Milwaukee a better place, particularly the central city of Milwaukee. But we still have a long way to go. There are still things that happen to people. We still hear horror stories where people come to us looking for a loan to keep their business going or start a business, and they've tried some of the majority financial institutions or investors and have found that they were not successful. That doesn't mean that that's not happening, because I have to give credit to some of the banks in Milwaukee that they are taking a look. But overall, it seems like the whole credit industry is just shut down temporarily, and it's very difficult for people to find loans and to get capital to do what they need to do. The SBA is just now putting out a program, the Small Business Administration, $35,000 to help businesses that are struggling, and there's 100 rules on it. And so for the most part, it probably is not going to help the businesses that really need the help right now. The small businesses that maybe are behind a couple of months, need a forbearance, maybe need a deferment on their payments, or just some capital to keep them going while their business is slacked off a little bit. So I think that we need to take a look at that and figure out how we're going to infuse that capital, and that people need to get politically involved and say, if you're going to put a program out there that's going to help, then it needs to be a program that really is designed to help and not to hinder.
Well, Margaret Henningsen, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure having you on Lake Effect.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Margaret Henningsen is the founder and executive vice president of Legacy Bank, located on Fond du Lac Avenue in Milwaukee. It was chartered 10 years ago next month. Coming up next, why the term white flight may be misleading and how the phenomenon it describes is far more complex than we might believe. We'll be back with that conversation in just a moment. This is Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.